6PR and Nine News reporter Michael Stamp has the very latest on this breaking news. Stampy, good afternoon. What can you tell us?
Good afternoon, Ollie. Yeah, I've just been at a police press conference with Acting Commander Tony Longhorn, where he has confirmed that a 40-year-old man has been charged in relation to the Woorooloo bushfire that broke out in February this year. It was also the same week as lockdown. Now, 86 homes were destroyed in that fire. Sheds, machinery, livestock also lost. 195 homes were saved. Almost 11,000 hectares were destroyed. But police of today, only just a few hours ago, a man was arrested, and he has since been charged with two offences, one count of breach of duty and one count of carry out an activity in the open air that causes or is likely to cause a fire. So essentially that is failing to take care and breaching a total fire ban at that time. So this 40-year-old man, he was refused bail and he will appear in the Northbridge Magistrates Court tomorrow. Now, obviously this fire broke out on the 1st of February and police have said that they actually interviewed this man that same week. I believe it was 2 days after the fire did break out. Mm-hmm. And obviously they've been carrying out their investigation led by the arson squad and also investigators in DFS since then. And they've gone back in today, arrested him and since charged him with those two offences. Police are not alleging that the fire was deliberately lit. So they will allege that he was using a grinder on his property to remove a padlock on a sea container that was located on his property and that subsequently ignited the fire. A big breakthrough for police in terms of this. It obviously caused a lot of damage. It was a very tough few weeks for all those people that lived in the Woorooloo community. It sort of focus now turns to how they will receive this news, Ollie.
Yeah, indeed. And we'll get some feedback on that. So important to point out, he has not been charged for deliberately fighting this fire, but breaching a total fire ban by using that grinder on a padlock. Michael Stamp, thank you very much. We'll see your reports on 9 at 5 and 6 o'clock tonight.